performance, and that's you second place in the league now.
Yeah, just I've watched the sending off in the video. It's never a sending off. It's embarrassing. The ref miles away. I've just watched it. Jordan loses his foot, and one foot still on the floor, and the other one kind of half hits the boy, and he couldn't even get a red card out. I thought the referee's performance was inept, to say the least. I think he let some things go that shouldn't have. For both sides, not just for Livingston. And there'll be a few comments going to John Fleming on Monday morning, because I thought it was a really poor showing. But delighted with a point.
See, you were a wee bit animated at times, and then it's one of those ones where both managers, both sets of fans weren't happy. It tells you that maybe it's not quite right, isn't it?
Well, it tells you everything to it is. When you've got both sets of fans shouting at a referee, I think even the one named Votto on Lee Miller's a naughty one. I think that's nasty. I think the header's away and his elbow's in the back of his head, and nothing. Gives him a yellow card. And I think even Nicky Clark, before he does Sean Burns, a yellow card, nothing. And then Sean Burns about to hospital, he gets 7 stitches in his face with a tackle, so nobody gets booked for it. So it's a wee bit frustrating, but I say, forget about it now. I'm absolutely delighted by the point. We played a very good team, very experienced team, a lot of good players, and you say we had to play 20 minutes, we were 10 men, we lost Sean Byrne, so we had two wingers playing centre mid, and I thought they'd done excellent for me, and I'm absolutely delighted by the point.
Another solid defensive display, so even though it's 10 men for 20 minutes, you must be confident that you can at least get a draw out of that.
Yeah, I think you've got Decky and Craig and Al and Neil who are playing exceptional, and the heads on clear everything, and I think if you look at analyse the goals we've lost here, I think they're all, one's an own goal against Falkirk and one's a mistake against Queen Anne's House. So from that perspective, we're all delighted, but our main aim was to pick up another point, or 3 points today, and we've managed to do it. So it was a bit of a feisty game and a lot of tackles and a lot of stop and starting. I think a lot of teams are coming here and trying to do it, and it's a wee bit frustrating, but if I'm a Dunfermline fan, I'm going to be home thinking, isn't it great?
Excuse me, did you manage to chat with the referee, or do you know?
No, you can't talk to referees. You try and talk to them, the next thing you're going to stand. So it's a wee bit. I think you can't ask. You get frustrated, as all managers do. Alan would probably get frustrated to do it, not. And I think you look at it and you can't speak to him. So there's no communication. When I played, you could speak to a referee, a linesman, and you get an answer. All you get told to do is stop shouting at them, because most of the decisions I've thought today, they all got wrong. Even the linesman twice, the ball's still on the pitch and he gets thrown to Dunfermline, which baffles me. So it's frustrating, but I just think it's one of the ones now. We've come out unscathed. We've got a point. We spoke about at the beginning of the game that we would have been delighted with, and for us to reach 40 points at a stage of the season is absolutely magnificent. So my players and staff deserve great credit.
Sean, you made the stitches. Is it the after throw of the tackle, or what happened?
Yeah, I think when he slid in, and I don't even think it's a booking, it's just a tackle. And I think whoever was there, I think it's landed on Sean's face, and his studs went right through nearly his eye. So he's up at hospital just now getting it stitched, so we'll see what he's like when he comes back down. But as I say, it's frustrating to see the loss, but as I say, my team show great character every week, and I'm absolutely delighted we've got a point today.
Were you considered an appeal?
Of course, yeah. I've just seen it in my video, and our camera comes right down onto the pitch, and you can see it's only one leg. It's not a two-legged tackle. And I think John's been done with one in the first half. When it's the same thing, the boys come in for the side with 2 feet and he reluctantly gave him a yellow card for it. So it's just, he only wants a wee bit of referees. But I think he was poor for both sides. So all in all, but the bigger decision went against us.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay.